It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, saying a big mahalo for your support, sharing some interview memories with noted guests on the show, my way of saying thanks to you. And since she's coming to town, how about Esperanza Spalding from 2016, talking about her cool mom and sharing a presidential encounter. Your mom gets some credit for noticing your ability to play work by ear on a piano when you were really young.
I think it might have been a Bach exercise or prelude or invention, and I probably heard her playing it or heard somebody playing it a lot and was able to pick it up at the piano. And I feel like that's something that kids can often do because they haven't learned that music is supposed to be difficult yet. And we're still learning language by emulation. So music being one of my languages, I suppose, that's how I started experimenting with it, by picking up things I'd heard and figuring out how to play them.
And that's sort of like the story of you as a kid sitting underneath of the piano as your mom is getting some sort of music lessons and you picking it up and then just taking it home and trying to employ that on yourself, what you heard her learn.
Yeah, which to me is why it's so crucial for young people to have the opportunity to be exposed to live music, to experience the sound of instruments in their midst or in real life with an ear shut. It's really nourishing for the brain, and music is one of the languages of our species. We usually have our native tongue and we have the languages that we can learn at school, etc., etc., but music really is a universal language, and we know now scientifically, it's been proven, that exposure to music and studying of music enhances children's ability to retain other kinds of information, the math, the languages, and the sciences. I felt drawn to pursue music in my life, but I witnessed myself a natural magnetism that all kids feel towards instruments and towards making sounds on instruments. So just a reminder for us that music education is really, really important. And if you do have kids, if you can find the time, I know it can be hard if you work and or if you're a single parent, but just finding a way to get kids out to hear live music is really, really good for their brain. Engaging with music, having the opportunity to play instruments, to hear instruments, to touch instruments is good for us.
You sing in several languages. Do you speak in them as well?
I speak in Spanish and very bad Portuguese. But yes, I can communicate in those languages outside of music.
And perhaps it's that diversity in your music that has attracted a wide range of fans. One of them, it seems, is the President of the United States, who ended up selecting you to perform at a Nobel Peace Prize concert in 2009.
I don't really believe that he went out of a list of anybody he could have and said, I'd like Esperanza Spalding. Probably what it was is, out of the list of who was actually available, I was a pick. And I am down with that too. I don't care. I was there and it was very magical. And a funny little story from that event was, at one point, it was time for the guests to leave. And apparently, and I misunderstood the cue, I left too soon or something. But we go into the foyer and Secret Service comes up and says, nobody move. This room's on lockdown. Nobody can come in or out. So we stand against the wall, and then in waltzes the president and the first lady and the prime minister of Norway and his wife. I felt so embarrassed because I didn't want to appear to be trying to get close proximity. So I made a point to try to make myself small and invisible.
Right.
And the president and the first lady came up and shook my hand and said, hello, thank you for the performance. Nice to meet you. And introduced me to the prime minister. And we have this lovely little spontaneous, genuine exchange. There was no press there. There was nobody there that they had to impress. And they chose to come up and ease the awkwardness of this young woman who accidentally was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It was really encouraging. It was a sweet exchange.
With Esperanza Spalding, and a huge mahalo for you for doing us a solid by contributing, I'm Dave Lawrence on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.